Okay, so let's continue with, we got to... Got through tests on base. No, yes, we did. Okay, thanks. The Mishnah on tests on base goes as follows. Right. Hasuma ino goyle. Somebody who is blind does not go into golos if he kills someone accidentally. Rabbi Yehuda, that's right. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Goyle, Rabbi Meir says no, he goes into golos. Hasuma ino goyle. Somebody who hates the person that he killed does not go into golos. Rabbi Yossi Amir Asoni Ne'erog, the Rabbi Yossi says he gets executed. Neisha Hukimuad, because we don't need to check to know if he did it deliberately or not. It's not that he did it deliberately.
Right? So I assume that the fact that the blind person does not go out into the gallows means he gets to live, or does he get to die?
It's closer to honest.
But yeah, I assume so. I see the blind person is close to Oedis, and the Oedis, I mean, clearly close to Bezid and the Shiloh. Right. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh Tone Gola, Yesh Tone Shane Gola. Rabbi Shimon says sometimes Tone goes into Gola, sometimes he doesn't. Zekla Kolshu, Yochol Lemer, Ladas Harag, Yene Gola, Vishalay Ladas Harag, Hareza Gola. Rabbi Shimon says, if it's borrow, if it's totally clear, right, that the person will, that this was not deliberate, right, then even a Soda will go into Gola, right? But if it's somebody, if it's not so clear, if it could have potentially been done deliberately, so then no, he doesn't go into golos because we assume he did it deliberately.
Yeah. So you've got to judge by the case.
Yep. Okay. Gemara Tanu Rabbanan Belei Ra'us Prat L'Suma. So Belei Ra'us, right? Without seeing, that's one of the psukim in the Hayrei Gishkala. Prat L'Suma, that excludes the Suma. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that excludes Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda Mara Belei Ra'us, the Rabbi is the Suma. So Belei Ra'us, that comes to include a Suma, that even a Suma can go into golos. My time at the Rabbi Yehuda. What is Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning? Vasher yavos rei obar beyara afilu suma. The pasuk says vasher, somebody comes with his fellow into the woods. That comes to include even, that's even a suma. This doesn't exclude a suma, right? Asa belei reus meate, and then belei reus comes to basically exclude that case, right?
Okay,
because we've already included it with vasher yavos rei obar. Yeah.
So
that's
meaning,
the way the drasha works.
So meaning it's included in the one.
Asher yavos rei obar, and therefore the fact that it's then sort of repeated must mean that it comes to exclude it, not include it, right? Rabbi Meir belei reus prat lipra lemaid bivlidas. Belei reus lemaid. Excuse me. Rabbi Meir says that belei reus is just lemaid. No, that comes to exclude. Asher yavos rei obar doesn't necessarily mean a summa, right?
Okay.
This is a relatively intuitive read of the pasuk. Therefore, belei reus just comes to exclude. It just comes to include a summa. Even a summa, you might have thought a summa can never go into golos. Sometimes a summa can. Now, presumably, with a blind person, the way we assess it will be a little different, right? Because it'll depend on how culpable you think he is. And obviously, in a lot of cases, a blind person is obviously not culpable if he kills someone accidentally, though, you know. But having said that, right, fine. Bivli das, without knowledge, lemait have a miyud achar miyud vein miyud achar miyud el el rabbis. Sorry, I'm psych. Rabbi Meir says Belerus is lemait, is to exclude a summa. My bad, I wasn't paying attention. Bivli das lemait, and then bivli das without knowledge also comes to exclude, and he thinks it also comes to exclude a summa, because the summa is the blind person, the person who didn't know that he was there, right? Have a miyut achar miyut, it's a miyut which comes an exclusion after exclusion, right? So a summa is being excluded, and then he's being a blind person being excluded, and then he's being excluded again, right? And when we have two exclusions, one after the other, it actually comes to include that case. That's one of the rules we have in making drushas. Right? So even though the pasuk seems to indicate that a blind person, he thinks that a pasuk would have seemed to indicate that a blind person would be potter, because we exclude a blind person twice over, it really comes to include a blind person.
And what's the first opinion again?
The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, right?
He's included twice.
That he's included once, and then Belei Ra'us comes to exclude him.
Okay, but it's included and excluded here, it's excluded.
Therefore, that's actually an inclusion, right?
It's like two negatives.
V'Rabbi Yehuda, Bivli Das, Prat Lemiskavin Hudasa. So Rabbi Yehuda says that Bivli Das, those words Bivli Das, don't come to say anything about a blind person. They come to say they come towards intentionality, right? Did the person deliberately kill that person, kill that other individual, okay?
Cool.
And you understood the drushes?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Oh, parenthetically, from yesterday. So I explained the Gemara Eladino about Masr la'Adam, right? I explained that Gemara based on Tosfos. I said incorrectly that Rashi does not explain it. When I looked afterwards, as we actually noted after the shir, but I want to have it on the recording, right? The Rashi does explain it, and Rashi's explanation is a little more intuitive than what I said in the Tosfos, so I'll just give it over quickly, right? He points out that Vechatasi l'Elohim is really about Yosef, right? It's a pasuk that Yosef says, and Yosef clearly knows that Potiphar's wife is in fact a married woman, and surely he will be executed, right, if he sleeps with her, because he slept with a married woman. Even so, it says Vechatasi l'Elohim. So you can't be medayik. Lelihim means that a bezdin won't handle it. It must be that lelihim means even though you sin before God, right? A bezdin will still handle it and execute that person, right? Okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yesh Sone Gola Vechule. Rabbi Shimon says that sometimes Sone can go into Kol, sometimes can't. Right? You're right. Rabbi Yossi Omer Hasone Hanerag Vechule. Rabbi Yossi says Hasone, somebody he hates the person he killed, is executed. Vehalei Asrabe. He didn't get any hasra. He didn't get any warning. So how could he have? How could he be executed? Masnisin Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. He designed Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer Chaver Ein Etzarich Hasra Lefishalin Na Hasra Elav Kan Bin Shagim. He said this Mishnah must have been according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, as Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda has a famous din that if a chaver, right, a Talmid Chacham, kills someone, then you can execute him even if he wasn't warned beforehand, because the reason for the warning is to tell you if the person did it deliberately or not.
Okay.
Right? And here with a chaver, you know he did it deliberately. Presumably this is dependent on circumstances, but like in such a circumstance where it couldn't have been done accidentally, you know he knew it was asur, basically. You knew he was doing it bekavanas asur. So to hear a soine, right, you know he did it on purpose, but right? So you don't need... Sorry?
He says he's a chaver.
It doesn't matter. A soine who, if he hates the person he killed, then it's another case where it's obvious he did it on purpose.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can just kill him for it. You still need warning.
So that's what they're saying. No, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says no. He says the warning is not a technical requirement. It's just a way of distinguishing between somebody who did it deliberately and somebody who didn't. Right? So it's clear he did it deliberately. You can execute him even without warning. Right? That's the case of a Sein and a Chaver. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yesh Sein Gola. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Says sometimes a Sein goes to the call, sometimes he doesn't. Tanya Keitzad. Keitzad Amar Rabbi Shimon. Yesh Sein Gola. Yesh Sein Sein Gola. Right. Nifsa gola nishmat eino gola. So what are the cases that Rabbi Shimon thinks a Sein would go into goals or wouldn't? He says if the string, the rope that he was carrying the barrel on broke, then he'll go into golos, and this would have to be when he's lowering the barrel, right? But if the rope broke, then he would go into golos. If nishmat, but no, if it just fell out of his hands, if it slipped from his hands, then he wouldn't go into golos, because we don't necessarily believe that was accidental. That's Anya, and we have a brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer Lo Lameinu Gola Ad Sheyishamet Machzaloi Mi Yadai Kashi Nisak Nisak Kashi Nishmat Nishmat. Wait, but we have an explicit brisa that says that Rabbi Shimon says that you can never go into Golos until the rope slips. Right? Meaning, the case where a Soda goes into Golos, doesn't go into Golos, is a case where you do go into Golos usually. And the case where a Soda does go into Golos, was this suck, is a case where Rabbi Shimon seems to say you can never go into Golos.
Meaning, generally, if it slips, that's when you go into Golos, and when it snaps, you don't go into Golos.
Yeah, and Rabbi Shimon here said that if for a Soda, if it snaps, he goes into Golos, and if he slips, he does not.
Okay.
Right? So it's funny, it's reverse. So the Gemara says, we have a problem, we have a contradiction on the issue of the rope snapping, and we have a contradiction on the issue of the rope slipping. Both cases, Rabbi Shimon's opinion is contradictory. The issue of if it's snapped or not, that's dependent on whether he's a Soine or an Ohev. If he's an Ohev, he doesn't go into Golos, because he couldn't have possibly known. It's Korov L'Anus, right? He's almost an Anus. It's definitely not his fault, right? But if he's a Soine, so maybe he wasn't as careful as he should have been, and therefore he does go into Golos.
With the snapping.
Yeah, with the snapping. That's why a Soine goes into Golos for snapping, and an Ohev does not.
With an Oev, he should have been more careful.
No, with an Oev, if the rope snapped, we assume that it's really, really, really not his fault. But if a Soni, we assume he wasn't sufficiently careful. Right? He picked a rope that wasn't strong enough or something.
But do we say with a Soni, if it snaps, he doesn't go into Golos?
No, with a Soni, if it snaps, he does go into Golos. If it slips, he doesn't go into Golos. Right? Yeah?
So just, can you just repeat that one more time?
The first braisa said that Rabbi Shimon says that for a soine, for somebody who hates the person he killed, right? If it slips, he doesn't go into galus, and if it snaps, he does. This contradicts another statement of Rabbi Shimon, which says you always go into galus if it slips, and you never go into galus if it snaps. Right? Therefore, we said there's a contradiction on both parts of the statement. Both for the slipping and for the snapping, we have a contradiction. The answer, we answered first the contradiction with the snapping, which the rote snaps if it tears, right? So then the answer is that with an ohave, you don't go into galus, and with a soine, you don't. You do, right? And I explained the reason why. I explained this on the Gemara. Why? The answer is obvious. The soine, you're assuming he just picked a rope that wasn't strong enough or something, right? He wasn't sufficiently careful, and he didn't mind if that person died. On the one hand, he didn't do it literally. On the other hand, he really didn't care. But with an ohave, so then it's really accidental, right? This is, things, freak accidents, unfortunately, do sometimes happen. Right? And then it says, Nishmela Nishmela Lekasha, and then with the rope slipping from his hands, not a problem. Harebi Veharabanan. So, with slipping, the problem is... The problem, there's no problem. It's according, one opinion is according to Rebbe, and one opinion is according to Rabbanan. So remember, we had the disagreement between Rebbe and Rabbanan, where Rabbanan says if the steel completely flies off the axe, yeah. And Rebbe says if you strike a sliver off the tree and that kills someone. You remember this discussion?
With the
darshaning of
the eight.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's the same disagreement here, right? Rebbe, who holds that if the steel flies off the axe, you don't go into galus, will say that if the rope slips from your hands, you don't go into galus. Right? And Rabbanan, who said if the steel flies off the axe, you do go into galus, they'll say if the rope slips from your hands, you go into galus. Yeah? Okay. Fine. Mishnah. Leheichan golen. Where do you go to galus to? The Arei Miklat. To the Arei Miklat. To the cities of refuge. Right. There are three on the east bank of the Jordan and three in the west bank of the Jordan. As we have an apostle, and we have a apostle that tells us there should be three on one side of the river and three on the other. The three that were on the east bank of the Jordan, right, which was conquered while Moshe Rabbeinu was still alive, right, did not function as cities of refuge until the three on the west bank of the Jordan were designated. Right? Shneemar Sheish Arei Miklat Tiena. That because it says that there are six Arei Miklat. Adshiyu Sheshtan Koltois Kachas. They have to all function as one, right? They have to all be together. And they have roads, lots of roads go to them and between them because it has to be easy to get to them, right? And they have to divide the land into three. The three cities on each side of the river have to basically divide the land of Israel into three, more or less evenly, so you can get to them easily, right? And when somebody gets sent to an Arei Miklat, you send with him two Talmidei Chachamim. Because maybe the Goel Adam will kill him on the way. So the Talmidei Chachamim are there to persuade the Goel Adam not to. Right? And they'll speak to him. Rabbi Meir says, no, he can speak for himself. And then there's a shaila, there's a question in the Girsai, in the Mishnah. Some people say, Af, whom it dabra al-yadayazmeh. Maybe it says that he can also talk for himself. It's not just the Talmidei Chachamim speak to him. He can speak for himself if he wants. And, okay, fine. Shneemar, it says, V'zeh dvar ha-ritzeach. And the pasuk says, these are the words of the ritzeach. That's the ritzeach. It's speaking. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda said, B'tchila echad shoygig ve'echad meizin makdimin la'ari mikar ve'zdin sholchin mevino se misham. Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda says the following din. The way it works is that when somebody kills someone, he runs to the Yirmikot. Then the Beis Din go and send for him and he comes back. Right? Then he goes, then if he's Chayav Misa, he gets executed. If he's not Chayav Misa, he's Patra. And if he has to go into Golos, he goes into Golos after the Psak Din. right? So he really potentially goes to the Yom Riklat twice, but every Rotzeach goes to the Yom Riklat at least once. They run there, and the Bezdin will go fetch them when it's time for the trial. Okay? Very good. Tanu Rabbanu, we have a brisa. Shalish Arim Hivdil Moshe Be'Ivar Eden. Uchanegdem Hivdil Yeshua Be'Eretz Kanan. So there was we have a brisa that says three cities Moshe Rabbeinu set aside in on the eastern bank of the Jordan, right, and three more were set aside on the west bank by Yehoshua. And then they were opposite each other, right? They were like two lines, two rows in an orchard, right? Chevron Behuda connected Betzer Bamidbar. Chevron was opposite Betzer. Chevron is on the west bank and Betzer is on the east. Shrem Bahar Ephraim connected Ramos Bagilad. Shrem was opposite Ramos. Kadesh Behar Naphtali connected Golan Babashan. Kadesh is opposite a city called Golan, which is actually in the modern day Golan Heights. Vishilashta. And you will divide the land into three. Sheyuhu meshulashim, that they should be divided into three. Right? Sheyuhu should be three. Sheyuhu bedarim lechevron kechevron lishchem, umechevron lishchem kemishchem lekadesh, umishchem lekadesh kemikadesh. That's fine. Yes, exactly. Right. The distance from the southern border of Israel to Hebron should be the same as the distance between Hebron and Shechem, and that again should be the same as the difference between Shechem and Kadesh, and that should be the same distance as between Kadesh and the northern border of Israel. Be'ivra Yarden class, Israel class. There are three in Be'ivra Yarden and three in Israel. And that's really a question. Like, why do you need three in both places? Remember, in every Yarden, we only have 2.5 tribes.
Yeah.
And in Eretz Yisrael itself, we have how many? 9.5 tribes. So, Lechori, you should have many more in Eretz Yisrael proper. Right? The answer is, Amar Abaye, B'gilad Shechichi Reitzchim, Dichsiv, Gilad Kiryas, Poale, Avein, Akuva, Badam. Ma'akuva, Badam, Amar B'yotar, Sha'yu, Akvin, La'reg, Nefashais. Right. So the answer is that in Gilad there were many more murderers than there were in Eretz Yisrael proper. Right. We have pasuk. Right. Gilad Kiryas Poali Avon. Gilad is a city of sinners. Gilad wasn't one city, but whatever, a region of sinners. Right. Akuva bedam. So akuva means it's drenched in blood. Right? What does akuva bedam mean? Right? Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar explained it. Sheyu oikvin la'reg nefashos. Because they would pursue murder. They wouldn't just murder when it came about. They would try to murder people. Okay. Seder.